This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Lisa, you forwarded to us an article from USA Today written by Rem Ryder. It has the headline, "Against All Odds, a New Newspaper War Erupts." And this would be in Long Beach, California, where a businessman is going to start a second newspaper that'll be out there 5 days a week covering that community, Long Beach, California, which already has a newspaper. So at a time when we're hearing about a lot of cities losing newspapers, papers, staffs being cut, all that sort of thing, here we have someone who is going to try to go head-to-head with an established newspaper. And lo and behold, we never thought we'd hear this phrase again, but there is a newspaper war going on in Long Beach, California.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised by that headline. You don't see that hardly at all anymore. And it's great for the readers. Whenever you have two newspapers in a town, the competition is good for both papers. They work harder to get stories, to beat each other. And it's good because this publisher, Aaron Kushner, is investing in the product. He has the philosophy that you have to spend money to make money, and he's going to have 20 reporters and photographers covering Long Beach, and he thinks that investing in the print product will bring readers.
Well, that's a different attitude than the Chicago Sun-Times, which, as we know, a few months ago let go of all of its photographers. And different philosophy than Gatehouse News Service, which serves downstate communities, which constantly seems to be rolling back pay and staff. I guess unless you're an executive, then you get lots of money if you're with Gatehouse.
Right. I have to say, you know, when I read the article about the Orange County Register, I think is the paper that's being started here. You know, a couple of things went through my mind. Number one is there's a lot of money in Orange County, California. And also, in addition to that, it's an extremely conservative community. Historically, it has been and continues to be. And so I kind of wonder if maybe the new publisher, the publisher of the new paper, is thinking that maybe that the existing newspaper has gone a little bit to the left too much, possibly. And that the new paper is designed to kind of take up the slack and, you know, give a little bit of voice to the right side of politics in that area. So, I mean, it's just a guess on my part, but I wonder about that. And I wonder what the publisher's motivations really are. You know, I mean, I'm thinking he will spend money to make money, but I anticipate he's not doing this to lose it. He really is right. Doing it to make it ultimately. And so I wonder. I just wonder what the motivations are back of it.
I don't know the political climate there, and this article doesn't get into the politics of it, but he is new to this company. He bought he took over at Freedom Communications a year ago, I think the article said, and the publisher of the existing paper in Long Beach predicts that it's just going to be the Orange County, another edition of the Orange County Register with the local news wrapped around the front about Long Beach, because the same company publishes the Orange County Register. Anyway, the Orange County Register, he's expanded the staff there too. He's also expanded some other smaller publications to publish more frequently to 5 days a week.
Well, Mike, this almost sounds like something you'd like to come back to, you know, in a year or two and see how this all plays out and see if we can establish more of what his motives might be, or maybe it's simply he thinks they deserve another newspaper.
It could be, and you know, whatever his motivations are, the fact that they are going to have another newspaper in Long Beach is, you know, it's a good thing. Quantitatively, it's good, as Lisa points out, to have some competition. You know, it'll get everybody on their toes and so forth. And potentially, I guess, it could lead to a better informed populace, you know, and all this kind of thing. So it's a good thing, just on the face of it, whatever the guy's motivations are. I guess, as you say, Rich, you know, in a year we'll know a little bit more about how it all panned out, you know, if the paper is still publishing or what have you.
If he's still investing in staff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
the history of new startups has not been great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you remember the St. Louis Sun that started up in the 90s, it's been a while now. It lasted a few years. I can't remember how many. But there have been publishers who've tried to start up second newspapers and tried to start a newspaper war. And it hasn't taken. But but I admire his brashness and his attitude in this climate.
Well, and we talked a few months ago about what happened in New Orleans when the newspaper down there, the Picayune, really cut back. I think even cut back on the number of days they were publishing. Mm-hmm. So a startup came along. And I don't know how that is playing out right now. I don't know if either of you have looked into that lately.
Yeah, but we talked about how that forced the Times-Picayune to go back to publishing more frequently after that startup, the owner of Advanced Publications, started a New Orleans edition.
Mm-hmm.
So they're competing for not just readers, but I guess they've been competing for staff too and had some defections from the Times-Picayune.
By the way, this article you forwarded to us, Lisa, from USA Today, I mean, we've talked in the past about how they do really short articles, a lot of color and everything, but this online article, actually kind of long, I would think, for USA Today.
Yeah. Gannett Publishers has got the resources if they just put them in the right place to really, you know, do great things in print journalism. And so it's kind of nice to see them stretching out a little bit and giving some detail. So,
all right. On that note, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.